And Dan Callister, CALLISTR. The patient is here primarily to discuss his ADD period. Currently, he takes Adderall 20, a half a pill BID. He has occasionally taken an extra half a pill period. He has found that in his current work situation that at times he seems more fatigued, less energetic, and has less focus than he used to, and he has found that the additional dose of medicine can be helpful, period. He is also aware that this year, since he's moved here, he is less physically active, and he does find the winter days somewhat cold and long, period. He has had a history of depression in the past, though not in the last few years, period. He also, as we talk, believes there could be improvements he makes in his dietary, and reports, in fact, that he's been taking a multivitamin recently, which has helped some with his energy, period. He doesn't have any serious difficulty with the Adderall. He gets some tics, but they particularly haven't changed. He's having no insomnia. He feels like he sleeps adequately in the nighttime, period. As additional concern, he's developed some small nonpruritic bumps on his fingers and hands this winter. They come and go over a few days and then disappear spontaneously. And then he has some benign moles on his neck, which are troubling when he gets haircuts, and he wonders if they could be removed, period. On exam today, his vital signs are as noted here. We're going to inspect his hands. He has some nonspecific subcutaneous small dot-like bumps. I don't know what they are. On his neck, he has a cluster of small benign-appearing nevi, period. Assessment number one, ADD. I'm not sure his current change is related to needing more medication or related to some mild depression or lack of adequate exercise, period. Also, the stress of his job might be affecting him as well. We talk things over. For the moment, I'm going to have him continue with Adderall 20, a half BID. I gave him a new script for 30 today. He's going to make diligent efforts to try to work on exercise and better eating over the next 4 to 6 weeks. I'll see him back at that time, and if he's not doing well, we'll consider increasing his medicine, period. Regarding his hands, I don't have an answer for him. I'd recommend giving this a few months, seeing what happens. And for the neck, he could schedule back here or see a surgeon to have things excised. He does know it'll leave scars, period.